KGBM is grateful for the support of the Bozeman Daily Chronicle, Gallatin Valley's newspaper. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle, empowering the community. Online at bozemandailychronicle.com and available through subscription in print or online. More information at bozemandailychronicle.com. And hear the lonesome whistles and smoke the mustache.
KGBM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End.
Good afternoon. You are listening to KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman 95.9 FM, and streaming online at kgvm.org, putting the community in community radio. And here at your community radio station is Carrie's Film Score Extravaganza. This week, since we are on Memorial Day weekend, it seemed appropriate to have a score to a film that centers around, you know, those who have fought and died, you know, for our nation. And I realized, oh, here is a film score we haven't done before, and by a composer who we have not featured before. And that film is A Bridge Too Far, from 1977, you know, the epic, you know, World War II war film, which depicts Operation Market Garden, which was the failed Allied operation in Nazi-occupied Netherlands during World War II. It features a very impressive ensemble cast, including Dirk Bogarde, James Caan, Sean Connery, Michael Caine, Gene Hackman, Elliot Gould, Anthony Hopkins, Laurence Olivier, Ryan O'Neill, Robert Redford, Maximilian Schell, and Liv Ullmann. And yeah, it's also directed by Richard Attenborough, who would go on to direct many other big epic films, including Gandhi, and also who would be known largely to our audience as, you know, from Jurassic Park, you know, so. Yeah, it's like the little old, you know, looks like, you know, little old man with a white beard, you know, who says, "Welcome to Jurassic Park." That's Richard, the very talented, now deceased Richard Attenborough. And the film was not critically well received when it was initially released, but it had a very popular, box office reception and became hugely commercially successful and still has, you know, a very pretty devoted fan base, you know, of folk who do appreciate it. The film score is by a composer named John Addison. John Addison, who was born in 1920 and passed away in 1998, who was born in Quabbin, Surrey, to a father who was a colonel in the Royal Field Artillery. He was a, English, Englishman, English composer from a military family. And it must be mentioned, you know, it's like at 16, he entered the Royal College of Music, where he studied composition, but he ended up serving in the Second World War. He was actually a tank officer in the Battle of Normandy and, you know, later participated in Operation Market Garden, which is the, you know, military action that is depicted in the film A Bridge Too Far, which, you know, so he has a roundabout connection to the film's subject matter. Also, for the point of trivia, he had a huge, film score resume, but he also, you know, composed the theme music for the long-running TV series Murder, She Wrote, which I know a few folks in the listening audience definitely will have immediate associations with. I sure do. It was my late grandmother's favorite thing to watch on television. And he received an Academy Award for Best Original Score for the 1963 film Tom Jones. He was not nominated for the score for A Bridge Too Far, but, I mean, it definitely has, you know, some great interest, even not only for the biographical resonances with the composer and the material. Also, it should be noted, you know, for the point of trivia, the film's screenplay was by William Goldman, the American novelist and screenwriter, who has done who did a great many things, including The Princess Bride and Butch Cassidy and The Sundance Kid and All the President's Men. So, it's quite a pedigree on multiple fronts. So here we are from 1977, directed by Richard Attenborough and featuring the music of John Addison, who actually was a participant in the real world events in the film. Here you have the score to A Bridge Too Far.
Thank you.
This is KGVM Bozeman, 95.9 FM, and we have just listened to the film score for A Bridge Too Far from 1977, courtesy of John Addison. Thank you so much for tuning in, and be well.